Rick Chertoff collected these songs and was looking for a singer. He didn't know he was going to get me. You know, it's like a dress. You go to the department store, you try on a dress. Let me tell you, not every dress fits good on you. Same with a song. You put a song on, you have to know the story that you are telling. You have to come from a place where you own the story because you know it. And when you connect to it and you tell the truth, you will resonate the truth to a listener. And when it came to girls, I couldn't get girls to sit right. Rick said to me, listen, he said, think of what it could mean if you sang it. And I thought about it.
You wrote that you had the faces of a lot of sad women in your head when you were reconstructing that song. And it's not by accident that your mom was in the video. She was caught in the kind of trap that you didn't want to be in.
It wasn't just me. If you look at all the women of that time, or even women now who still struggle all over the world, you don't always get the fair shake that everybody thinks you get. In fact, you get a half a handshake, basically. And I just felt like when he said, think of what it could mean, I saw my grandmother, I saw my aunt, and I saw my mother. These were women that were disenfranchised. You got to understand, my family came from Sicily. In Sicily, they don't look at women like an opportunity for a life. They look at women as two opportunities. You marry a morph to somebody wealthy, or they stay home as free domestic help. You know, they don't go out and get educated. They weren't allowed to write, you know, stories. So I did it. And when I did it, I made sure I got as many multiracial girls as I could in the lineup so that no matter where it played in the world or the country, any little girl of any color could look at themselves and see themselves and know that they too should have a joyful existence and are, you know, entitled. And we did it under the guise of fun while we were all laughing and I was the big idiot. The big thing was, everybody, every woman is entitled, not just some. So I felt proud that we were able to get by the gatekeepers, you know?